Florida pastor Terry Jones, you may remember him as the man who first threatened to and then actually his church oversaw burning of the Quran. He's facing a jury trial in Dearborn, Michigan this morning. Pastor Jones has been planning a rally for later today outside the Islamic Center of America. Quinn Kleinfelter joins us now. He's covering the trial and he's senior news editor at WDET. And he joins us from Dearborn. Quinn, what is Terry Jones charged with?
Well, nothing actually at the moment. What had actually happened was they had denied him a permit to do the protest in front of the Islamic Center, and he said that he would do so anyway. A judge said that we need to have a what's called a peace bond posted because they said that there's a very likelihood that violence could ensue because of this protest. And so they wanted him to post a bond similar to if you're trying to get out of being incarcerated. It could be up to $100,000. He said there was no need for that. And so the judge, even though he preliminarily found that there should be, in fact, this bond put, said, well, you have a right to, go through the charges and see whether or not there is this likelihood of violence. And Pastor Jones said, well, I would want a jury trial. Now they will have a trial to determine whether or not violence is possible and then see whether or not this bond should be put in place.
But the reason that they're worried about violence there as he plans this rally outside the Islamic Center for America is, of course, because Dearborn is the center of a gigantic Muslim American population. What is the response from the community there been?
Well, there's been a lot of protests. I mean, even at the courthouse themselves, a lot of people are throwing, very large angry fits and saying that this is a ridiculously racially, ethnically motivated thing that should not take place. There's also been some concerns about whether it's an infringement of free speech in a way. In fact, although, as you mentioned, the burning of the Quran and all the things that developed from that had already happened in the past, they'll say, well, this guy has the right to speak however heinous the speech could actually be. So in some ways, it's a preemptive move by the courts, to say, is the speech so heinous that it's similar to shouting fire in the crowded theater? And, it should be prevented because it's got the likelihood of causing some kind of violent activity.
That is Quinn Kleinfelter covering the trial of Florida pastor Terry Jones in Dearborn, Michigan. He's senior news editor at WDET. Quinn, thanks so much.
Thank you, Celeste.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.